Hello, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Business Life. Our lead stories this hour: Star Oil takes the lead in reducing fuel prices at the pumps following the government's decision to absorb 2 cedis per litre of diesel. We'll be engaging Comac on these developments, plus hear from petrol drivers about government's decision to absorb 2 cedis per litre of diesel from tomorrow. Also in this bulletin, Bank of Ghana cautions the public against using 20 mobile loan applications operating without the requisite license or authorization. We have a list of these mobile loan apps. Plus, Interpol report reveals Ghanaians lost $1.3 million to mobile money fraud in the first quarter of 2025. We have details of these and more for you. It's there. Thanks so much for your time. I am Pius Kojobaka. I want to begin from that big story for the day happening throughout the time period. And Star Oil has taken the lead in reducing fuel prices at the pumps following government's decision to absorb 2 cedis per litre of diesel as part of measures to ease pressure on transport fares and cost of living. The indigenous OMC announced new pump prices, becoming the first to pass on the full benefit of government's intervention to consumers. More in this report.
Oil is selling super at 14 cedis 53 pesos from the previous 15 cedis 57 pesos per litre it previously sold. Diesel, on the other hand, is now going for 16 cedis 97 pesos from its initial selling price of 18 cedis 97 pesos. However, its RON 95 did not witness any change. Star Oil becomes the first indigenous OMC to have taken the lead in reducing fuel prices at the pumps following the government's decision to absorb the 2 cedis per liter of diesel as part of measures to ease pressure on transport fares and cost of living. It is uncertain whether other OMCs will follow suit in the coming days.
Meanwhile, government is set to subsidize the price of diesel at the pumps by 2 cedis per litre. The relief, which is expected to take off from tomorrow, August 4, is expected to last for a month. However, petrol will not be covered under this new subsidy initiative. At this point, I want to hear from the Chief Executive Officer of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies, Dr. Riversing Opong. He joins us via Zoom for a conversation. Pleasure you could make time, sir, to join us here on Business Life. Your thoughts about government's decision to step in to cushion consumers, especially when it comes to that of diesel?
Right. Thank you, Pius, and good evening to you and your listeners. It was expected that the government was going to do something. He has come down again to intervene for consumers. Last week when I engaged you, I mentioned that the transport companies should not change anything because this is very temporal. And as we speak today, fuel prices are back to the 80s. I mean, in terms of crude oil, you're doing around 84. So this uncertainty does not determine a very long-term position. It brings a lot of pressure on the marketers, especially the traders, when the prices are undulating, you know. So that instability for sure will affect the traders, the BDCs most likely, as the OMCs will just pass on SREF to consumers. Yeah, so we are having 2 cedis off from diesel using the levies and margins on the operations of the downstream sector. And I believe that the would do the needful by paying the OMCs on time to make this work efficiently and effectively. So, I mean, some OMCs are also changing figures right from today, but from tomorrow, we should have full force.
I see. Petrol is high. Shouldn't we have seen government subsidizing that product as well?
Well, I don't know why the government didn't do that. It is up to the government to decide what to do. Diesel is the most used fuel by the commercial vehicles and also industry that depend on fuel products, petroleum products for industrialization and also for manufacturing. I believe that's why the government had decided to do that. I don't speak for the government. I don't know it. Don't quote me anywhere. But indeed, it would have been ideal to also give some level of subsidy to those using petrol as well.
But Dr. Pong, based on this new price floor publication we've seen so far, which has seen diesel go down by 2 cedis per litre, are we going to see a corresponding drop in price of diesel from tomorrow morning? Already, we know Star Oil has taken the lead.
Yeah, I just said it. There is no list there. I mean, other OMCs have started reviewing prices. I've seen some of them. I'm not here to do PR. You see it for yourself. But tomorrow morning, by 6 o'clock, you see that everybody will have reduced it by 2 cedis that you've seen. Yeah, I mean, we are very adherent to whatever the government or the regulator will say. And indeed, you already know that there is a price war, so everybody would like to reduce the price to get some consumers as well.
Talking about price floor, not all oil marketing companies often work with a price floor. Could it mean that
tomorrow we'll not see that? For the past two windows, no oil marketing company has sold on price floor. It tells you something. At least it confirms whatever I've been pushing for the past years, that we need a price floor for some time. And when the industry stabilizes, when we see maturity among players and consumers, you see, when you begin to think about consumers only, the industry will collapse. You're gonna get a fuel at a good, at a better price, but the fuel will not even be available for you. Let's protect the industry and consumers at the same time.
Well, I don't know what you make of the current price volatility on the international market, which has resulted in some OMCs switching to daily reviews of prices. What are you thinking about that?
Yeah, so Pyrus, what happened during the last window is a testament of what the industry stands for, which is volatility, right? And every oil marketing company, every buy deck should be aware of such nuances and such situations, that we operate in a very volatile market. And that's the more reason why the chamber stands for the industry and for its protection. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Indirectly, what you saw wouldn't have happened. Because when this war started, in fact, it started on the third day of an opening window, which no OMC changed its price. Even though some BDCs altered their prices, the OMCs cushioned you guys, consumed the losses, and you guys were still pushing for consumers. Nobody was speaking for any industry. We're happy the price was stabilized. But what happened this time around that everybody, including everybody you know, was tired, and they transferred the cost with the BDC gave us. Whatever you saw was as a result of daily triggering of spot prices by the BDCs. Also, from the traders at the BDC level. You understand what I mean? And we had engagement with MPA. There was nothing they could do about it because that's the actual price in the market. Buy it or leave it.
So you're certain tomorrow we'll definitely see some OMCs comply with the directive, I guess.
They've already started changing prices, my brother. So enjoy.
All right, thank you very much, Dr. Rimbi Singopong. Always a delight speaking to you here on Business Life. And of course, we are making frantic efforts to engage some petrol users as well to speak to us on this subject matter. As and when we have them, we shall bring them on stream to speak to us on this very important topic. But let's switch topics to the central bank now, because they have cautioned the public against using 20 mobile loan applications operating without the requisite license or authorization, warning that the activities violate the country's regulatory framework and pose risks to consumers. More in this report.
In a public notice issued on 3rd August 2026, the central bank said it had observed the continued operation of digital credit service providers offering loans through online platforms despite lacking approval from the Bank of Ghana. The notice follows an early advisory on unlicensed digital credit service providers and comes amid efforts by the regulators to strengthen oversight of Ghana's growing digital lending sector. The names of these online platforms are Adamfo Loan, Ejapa Credit, Amamfi Loan, Arco Cash, Ireland, BaxNow, CDGo, CGrab, Dumbo Cash, FCash, GH Loans, GH Loans Pro, Hasty Credit, New Green Money Tree, Oman Pesa, Popo CD, Ready Money, Sikatap, Sikapa Loan, and Zigwe Loan. According to the Bank of Ghana, the unlicensed operators are acting in contravention of the Directive of Digital Credit Service Providers in Ghana, issued in September 2025, as well as other applicable laws.
In a related development, Ghana recorded an estimated $1.3 million in losses from mobile money fraud during the first quarter of 2025 as cyber criminals continue to exploit the country's growing digital payment ecosystem. And this according to the latest Interpol Africa Cybersecurity Threat Assessment report. Details in this report.
The report identified Ghana among African countries facing increasing cases of cyber-enabled financial crimes, with fraudsters targeting mobile money users through various deceptive methods aimed at gaining access to their account and funds. Interpol described mobile money fraud as the most common form of online scam reported across Africa, with 97% of countries that participated in its member survey citing it as a significant cybercrime challenge. The report noted that criminals frequently rely on phishing, SIM swap attacks, fake promotions, and social engineering tactics to defraud victims. The assessment also highlighted how the expansion of digital financial services has created new avenues for criminals to exploit vulnerabilities in mobile money payment systems. It cited cases where fraudsters intercept one-time passwords, take control of account, and carry out unauthorized transactions. Beyond traditional fraud methods, Interpol warned that the use of artificial intelligence is making cyber scams more sophisticated, with criminals deploying AI-generated messages, voice cloning, and other tools to make their schemes appear more credible.
Now, the ARB Apex Bank is positioning itself to offer robust technical support and operational guidance, as well as coordinating capacity building to support the transition of community banks into the new microfinance regulatory framework. The Bank of Ghana earlier this year announced comprehensive restructuring of the microfinance and specialized deposit-taking institution subsector, transforming the ARB Apex Bank into a central policy tool for the industry. My colleague Emmanuel Bright-Kwaku was at the 24th AGM of the bank and now reports.
The bank recorded a profit before tax of 34.56 million cedis in 2025, up from 25.44 million cedis in 2024, reflecting the bank's strategic focus on operational efficiency, liquidity optimization, and enhanced value creation for the community banks. The total assets of the bank also saw a significant increase of 136.8% from 2.28 billion cedis in 2024 to 5.4 billion cedis in 2025. This was driven by improved deposit levels, stronger liquidity flows, and strategic investment activities. Despite the significant profits made in 2025, the bank did not recommend the payment of dividend for the year under review. This comes amidst impacts of the domestic debt exchange program, which has since resulted in accumulated loss of 28 million cedis. Curtis William Brentu is the managing director of the bank.
The reason why the DVP is still in our books because we had about 110, a negative of about 110 million Ghana cedis during the DVP. So we are now unwinding. So as we make profits, we are unwinding. So the DVP is going down. It's going down. And consequently, because of that, our books are impaired because of the DVP. So we cannot pay dividends to our shareholders. So as soon as we unwind and we come to a zero point on the DDEP, then we can pay dividends to our shareholders with the approval of the Bank of Ghana.
Under the new reforms by the Bank of Ghana, the ARB Apex Bank will have additional mandates in managing the microfinance sector. This, according to the board, would require an enhanced capital for systems upgrade and modernization for policy transmission, institutional development, and supervisory coordination. Daniel Ohene Owusu is the board chair of ARB Apex Bank.
So if you make profit, it's by a way through ingenious approach towards certain issues, and we get our main source of financial support from the RCBs, where 5% of their deposits are lodged with us as a reserve requirement, and we use that to do investments to generate certain amount of income. Also, we do limited lending to our constituents, that the RCBs, to support acquisition of a motor vehicle for their CEOs to put up their buildings, and also to support other infrastructure acquisition which may near to the smooth operations of their institutions. So these are basically our cost, our income position. When it comes to cost, you know, staff cost, then now the period of the technology, we have to change our infrastructure so that we embrace the digital world, so that we improve our efficiency and do quality work for the customers.
For Joy News, I am Emmanuel Bright Kweku.
This is still Business Life, and I would like to go back to our earlier story about the government's decision to subsidize the price of diesel at the pumps by 2 cedis per liter, which, of course, we know petrol will not be covered under this new subsidy initiative. Gershon Obodai is the Greater Accra Chairman of Taxi Drivers Union of the GPRTU at Ashaman. He joins us via phone for a conversation. Thank you very much, Gershon, and making time for Business Life this time round. How do you feel being left out of the 2 cedi diesel absorption when petrol prices are also high?
It's good evening to the listeners of Joy FM.
Join us.
My name is Gershon Obodai. I am in Ashaman, GPRTU, Taxi Branch. It's very painful that the gas and the petrol is left out, because we all are doing the same.
Gershon, are you saying you feel discriminated against petrol drivers?
Yes, because we, the taxi drivers, we use petrol and gas. And now, if something is not, they have done for the diesel, what about the petrol and gas? And now, if you go to the pump, the, even gas they use at home is almost 10 cedis a liter, which is painful. So they should increase the lorry fare, rather than we know that they increase fare.
But Gershon, what percentage drop in your operating costs do you actually need to enable to reduce fares?
Oh, they have to now, but they have reduced it 2 cedis for the diesel. So they should do the same thing as the gas and then the petrol, so that we all will be free.
All right, so as a leading member of the GPRTU at Ashaman, for instance, what's going to be your position now? Is there any plan to negotiate for petrol relief too? Is that what you're looking at?
Yes, that is what we are looking at. But if it's not possible, then they have to increase the price for us.
Which is what?
Which is maybe 30%.
All right, Gershon. Gershon Obodai is the Greater Accra Chairman of Taxi Drivers Union at GPRTU. Time for a breather. I'll be right back.
Taking the lead in reducing fuel prices at the...
Hello again. Welcome back to Business Life. North Tema Cooperative Credit Union has delivered a robust growth in 2025 despite a difficult operating environment, with improvements across membership, assets and deposits, although rising non-performing loans and, of course, weaker investment returns remain key concerns. The union says the performance reflects prudent financial management and growing public confidence in its operations. Kwame Yanka has more.
Speaking at the 37th Annual General Meeting in Tema, Board Chair of North Tema Cooperative Credit Union, Anthea Ohinimain, says membership increased from 18,899 in 2024 to 24,604 in 2025, while member share capital jumped nearly 83% from over 4.2 million Ghana cedis in the previous year to 7.7 million Ghana cedis in 2025. Total assets also expanded by almost 29% to 143 million Ghana cedis from 111.24 million Ghana cedis, with member deposits climbing to more than 109 million Ghana cedis, strengthening the union's liquidity and capacity to support lending. The union also disbursed loans worth 74.7 million Ghana cedis during the year, with plans to expand its loan portfolio through new credit products. However, the board chair, Anthea Ohinimain, expressed concern over a 20% loan delinquency rate.
We are going to be very stern on collaterals. We are going to be stern on guarantors. And then we are also going to fall on the credit bureau to check the kind of people who come in to take our loans. So that if you are not credit worthy, we are not going to give our loans to you. And then the final thing that we are going to do is to fall on legal actions to bring our delinquent members to book, because 20% is way above the regulatory requirements of KUA, which is 3% or 10%, between 3 to 10%. And we are way above that. And so we need to, as a board, we need to put stringent measures in place to check those delinquencies.
General Manager of North Tema Cooperative Credit Union, Dorothy Isiama Kobina, says investment in digital banking, branch expansion, and increased loan disbursement will drive its next phase of growth.
And looking at the drop in the T-bill rates, it's not helping us in that aspect. So we have diverted all our attention to the disbursement of loans. With all these things in place, we'll be able to recoup a lot of money for the credit union. For us, the credit union belongs to members. They are the shareholders. And we give loans based on your savings. So we have done it in such a way, now even with the app, you can apply for loan through the app. And also we have established loan desks at all our branches. We used not to be like that. And with this initiative, it means you can walk into any of our branches and apply for loan.
Meanwhile, as part of efforts to deepen financial inclusion and improve service delivery, Deputy General Manager Dixon Kwame Andor speaks on the launch of the union's digital banking platforms.
It has helped us so much. You know, we're using merchant line, the Momo way of sending money to members' accounts. And this, it needs a lot of human intervention, where they will send the money and then somebody have to call them to verify before they will credit their account. And most often, they will send the money and the money will be sitting there. We don't know who that amount belongs to. But with this, our members have access direct into their account.
Surplus for the year under review fell by about 14% due to lower treasury bills returns. The 37th Annual General Meeting of North Tema Cooperative Credit Union was on the theme, Growing Together Through Innovation and Technology.
Thanks very much for being part of Business Life for today. I am Pius Kojobaka.